And as we heard from James, they're one of the highlights of this first phase of Pope Benedict's journey to Mexico and to Cuba is undoubtedly tomorrow's open-air mass, as Sean Patrick Lovett reports.
During his first press briefing in Mexico on Saturday morning, the director of the Vatican Press Office, Father Federico Lombardi, said he estimated that 600,000 to 700,000 people had been present on Friday to welcome Pope Benedict XVI to Guanajuato. This immense crowd and their enthusiasm, he said, strongly impressed the Holy Father, whom he described as being in fantastic condition following the long transatlantic journey. Guanajuato state is described as the most observantly Catholic state in Mexico, which is itself the world's largest Catholic Spanish-speaking country. This is the land the Pope has chosen for his first meeting with the Mexican people, the land that was the wellspring of an armed uprising against harsh anti-clerical laws back in the 1920s, a revolt for religious freedom that became known as the Cristeros War. On Saturday afternoon at 5 p.m. local time, the Holy Father will travel from the convent of Miraflores in León, his residence for the duration of his stay, to the state capital, Guanajuato City. There he'll pay a closed-door courtesy visit to the head of state, President Felipe Calderón, in the Casa del Conte Rule. Following that meeting, on Saturday evening, the Pope will make his way to Plaza de la Paz in the heart of the city to meet with groups of school children before he returns to León, home of the Archdiocese. But between León and Guanajuato, on the summit of Serra del Zubilete, Beacon Hill, there rises what is perhaps the most eloquent reminder of the profound religious roots of this land. It's a giant bronze statue of Christ the King. It's a monument to the martyrs of the faith who died in the Cristeros War and whose motto was Viva Cristo Rey. Beneath its outstretched arms in the Bicentennial Park on Sunday morning, Pope Benedict will preside over an outdoor mass, the first of this apostolic voyage and his first on Mexican soil. I'm Sean Patrick Lovett.